So with the permission of the Vaishnavs, Vaishnavis, I will attempt to say something. Today's schedule is slightly different from normal. I've been drafted in short notice. I have to go to work, so I stop the class at 20 past 8, so that's half an hour. And then there'll be an award ceremony in the temple room, so don't disappear after. I think Shri Dharma will be giving out awards, as far as I understand. So today's verse is the final seed verse of the Srimad Bhagavatam. And in the purport, Prabhupada explains that this verse is actually telling us to approach a bona fide spiritual master. That in itself is quite an interesting statement. The translation does not contain the word spiritual master. Can anyone see in the verse where the spiritual master is indicated? Well, I would suggest it is indicated by the term jigyasuna, which means by the student, and jigyasyam, which means to be inquired about. The student means one does not have knowledge. Therefore, one must approach the right source for this knowledge. One may try to directly approach the scripture, but this is not the process. It is said, dharmasya tatvam nihitam guhayam. Yudhisthira Maharaj in the Mahabharata says that, actually, if you want dharma, if you want the truth, you must approach a spiritual master. The truth lies within the hearts of the pure devotees. Yeah? You cannot understand it by logic, tarka pratishta. Logic has no foundation. Srutayo, vibhina, the Vedas, they have all different varieties of instructions for different classes of people. Nasav rishi yashya matam nabina. One cannot approach the rishis who are puffed up. Puffed up rishi means, I will establish my own opinion. If I establish my own opinion, I am great, right? So the rishis, they are always trying to invent new philosophy. So what use is that to us? We don't want new philosophy. We're happy with Krishna's philosophy. This is the topmost philosophy. Therefore, dharmasya tatvam nihitam guhayam. We go straight to the hearts of the pure devotees and we surrender to them. And by their mercy, they impart the spiritual knowledge. How would we understand these scriptures if we had not had the purports of Srila Prabhupada? So we're actually surrendering to Srila Prabhupada, and through that, we are extracting the real meaning. I say the word extracting. We are receiving the real meaning. We shouldn't try and extract anything. Sounds like we're milking the scriptures. This is actually, it's like theft, you know. He is rasabdi. He's the ocean of rasa. When we approach scripture, we don't do it to try and squeeze all the rasa out. We actually should approach Krishna to serve him. How would you feel if someone approaches you just to take something from you? Is this good? What is this? This is impersonalism. Someone's coming to pick your pocket, right? You're not looking, someone slips their hand in your pocket, takes your money. So we shouldn't approach Krishna like that. For lifetimes we've been trying to acquire the opulence of Krishna. We've been trying to become God ourselves. The wealthy man, he wants to accumulate wealth, but all the wealth belongs to Krishna. Therefore he's simply trying to take Krishna's wealth. Or the academia, the world of academia. Everyone's trying to gain knowledge, be the most knowledgeable. Well, Krishna has all the knowledge. If you want knowledge, approach Krishna and serve Krishna. Don't try and steal the knowledge without serving him. Actually, Krishna, Bhagavan, he has all opulences. The beauty industry, everyone's trying to be beautiful. They're even going to prepare to cut their skin and reposition it and do all sorts of things just to be beautiful. No, Krishna's beauty. Krishna has all the beauty. If you want beauty, just surrender to Krishna. Then you can have a spiritual body, Satchidananda. Like that, you know. All the opulences of Bhagavan, we're all mad after them. Even strength, you know, all this sport. Sport is such a big thing. There's a lot of money in sport. The Olympics and football and all sorts of things. This is all just the attraction to strength, prowess. All that is, Krishna contains all that in full. Likewise, if we want rasa, it is a higher desire, of course, because it's spiritual. But it's still not the correct approach. Actually, in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, Mahaprabhu explains the Swarup Lakshana and the Tatashta Lakshana of Bhakti. So what is the Swarup Lakshana? That means the principal qualities of Bhakti. The principal qualities are Shravanadi. What does this mean, Shravanadi? Who can tell me what Shravanadi means? Hearing and chanting? Anything else? Yes. So Shravanadi, Adi just means etc. Or Shravanadi means beginning with Shravana. So it refers to the nine processes. What are the nine processes? Shravanam, Kirtanam, Smaranam, Parasevanam, Archanam, Vandanam, Dasyam, Sakyam, Atmanavedanam. These are the nine processes. And this is the Swarup Lakshana, the main characteristic of Bhakti. It says Shravanadi, Kriya, Tara, Swarup Lakshana. But then what is the Tatashta Lakshana? What is the marginal, the incidental quality of Bhakti? Does anyone know what the incidental quality is? Opulence? Mm-hmm. It's not what the sloka was saying. It's Tatashta Lakshani Upajaya Premadhan. The incidental aspect is Krishna Prema. Now, we're all mad after Krishna Prema, but that is actually not the Swarup Lakshana. And if you want to follow in the footsteps of the gopis, they are not actually interested in their own Prema. In fact, if their Prema interferes with their service, then they condemn their Prema. Because they are approaching Krishna for the right motive. They are seeing Krishna as a person, and they just simply want to please Krishna. But we, in our neophyte position, we want to approach Krishna and take all the rasa. At least it's a spiritual sentiment, so it's not as low as trying to gain material wealth or material strength. At least it is spiritual, therefore it is good. But it's still not the right motive. One must be very perfect in one's approach to the Lord, and only approach to give, not to take. And what happens if we approach with this mood? Then we'll be drowned in an ocean of rasa. Yeah? If we give up this desire, then we'll attain what we wanted in the first place. And this is actually intelligence. We have to approach like this. Actually, these scriptures, they are rasamalayam. It's interesting what Jaini Tai was saying yesterday. Rupa Goswami, Jiva Goswami has commented on these seed verses. And they appear to us, for me, they appear to be quite scientific. And Jaini Tai said the same. They look like quite scientific verses. But he was explaining that when Srila Jiva Goswami comments on those verses, then he can relate everything to Radha Krishna pastimes. So it's full of rasa. And this is the nature of the scriptures that we follow. This is what distinguishes them from mundane knowledge. But until we have cleared the envy from our hearts, we will not be able to perceive this difference. This is the glory of the scriptures we have, but we cannot perceive that glory unless we purify the heart. Nirmatsaranam satam vejam. The Bhagavatam begins with a statement that this is knowable only to those who have cleansed their heart of envy. And then the rasa will then awaken within the heart, and one will be able to perceive that these words are not simply products of the material nature. They are actually coming from the spiritual world. They are non-different from Krishna. The scripture is non-different from Krishna, right? What does it say? When Krishna leaves the planet, he leaves the Srimad Bhagavatam, the Puranarka, this Purana is like the sun, it has arisen, but it is actually simply Krishna himself. So when Krishna left the planet, he left the Srimad Bhagavatam for us. It's still there. So we have to be very careful how we approach scripture. Undoubtedly there are many advanced scriptures, and they have a purpose. One should approach them only if one is qualified to approach them. And then when one does approach them, one should not try and squeeze the juice out of them, like some cow trying to milk the cow. One should serve the scripture. This is actually the proper way. Actually, if you want prema, we may be mad after prema. The best way to get prema is to follow the instructions of Mahaprabhu. So he said, Bhajanera Maji Shrestha Nava Vidabhakti Krishna Prema Krishna Ditti Dhari Mahashakti. If you want prema, then you follow the nine processes of devotional service, because they have Mahashakti. They're empowered to give Krishna and to give Krishna prema. And Taramaji Sarva Shrestha Nama Sankirtan Niraparadi Nam Loili Paya Premadhana. Of those nine, which is the best? Nam Sankirtan. It is especially powerful. The word is meant by Nam Sankirtan. It means congregational chanting and book distribution. Book distribution is the expansion of this Nam Sankirtan. It is the Brihat Madanga. The books have longevity, whereas the Madanga, as soon as you stop playing, nobody hears it again. So in this way, if we dedicate our lives to book distribution and to Nam Sankirtan, then that is the quickest way to revive Krishna Prema. You won't get it from going to the scripture and trying to milk elevated scriptures. That is not the best way to do it. Ultimately, I mean, Krishna will give you mercy, undoubtedly. He will even fulfill the desires of the materialists. So, what is it? Akama sarvakamava. Moksha kama vidaradi. Tivrena bhakti yogena yajeta purusham param. Whether one desires nothing, whether one desires everything, whether one desires liberation, if you approach Krishna, you will get what you want. Actually, you will get more than what you want. When one approaches Krishna for wealth, he gives the wealth, but he does it in such a way that you no longer desire it. So whatever your situation, always we should approach Krishna. But the best approach is Shravanadi Kriya, Tara Swarup Lakshana, is to approach according to the Swarup Lakshana Bhakti, which means Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu Smaranam, like this. This is actually, if we can simply focus on serving the person, everything will be perfect. No distractions. So simply serve the person. In the purport, Prabhupada says that actually there is one qualification. We only need one qualification to attain our goal, and that is the desire. We simply have to develop that desire to attain Krishna. Does anyone know the verse? There's a verse, Rupa Goswami has given us a verse from Pajavali, which is also quoted in Chaitanya Charitamrita, which explains that greed is the actual qualification. Does anyone know the verse? It's a famous verse. It's Krishna Bhakti Rasa Bhavatamati Kriyatam Yadi Kutopi Labhyate Tatra Lauyam Ekalam Tatra Lauyam Eka Mulyam Ekalam. No, that's not right. Anyway, Janma Koti Sukritar Lalabhyate. The purport is, if one has the opportunity to attain Krishna Prema, one should completely take a full advantage of that opportunity. The only price is lalyam, or greed. It cannot be attained by millions and millions of births of pious activities. Piety, mundane piety, people elevate this mundane piety. But actually, for attaining devotional service, this mundane piety is not any use at all. Indirectly, it can have a use. If one is polite, then one will be polite to a sadhu by mistake, and now one will then develop spiritual credits. So indirectly, it can lead to devotional service. But in and of itself, it is of no value. So sometimes we devotees are criticized. We say things like, rather than open hospitals to treat people's bodies, better to distribute spiritual knowledge. And people say, well, what use is that? You should help the person. And they mistake devotees for being cruel. They think, well, this devotees, they don't care to help people. But actually, they don't understand. If you help the body, you just leads to rebirth. If you help the soul, then you elevate yourself beyond this material world. So the spiritual Sukriti is on a completely different level to material Sukriti. And we should always remember that. It said that even Prahlad Maharaj, he had an argument, in his previous life he had an argument with his wife. He became so upset that he fasted. And he just happened to be fasting on Narsingha Chaturthi. And because of that, he became Prahlad in his next life. This is amazing. It's like, where's the justice in that? It's just an accident. But this is the nature of spiritual Sukriti. And we shouldn't envy other people's good fortune. Actually, there's an interesting pastime in the Bible. There was one man, he had a vineyard, so it was time to harvest the grapes. So he started to gather people. And some people, they worked all day. And during the course of the day, he gathered other people. Now, these other people only worked 1 hour. At the end of the day, he paid everyone the same amount. And the people that had been working all day, they said, what is this? We've been slaving away all day, This man, he's only worked 1 hour and you're giving the same wage. And the owner of the vineyard, he said, it is my money. I can do what I like with it. Do not envy the other person's good fortune. So we should have this mentality. We shouldn't envy someone else's good fortune. If someone receives the mercy of the spiritual master, we shouldn't envy this. Prabhupada said, generally speaking, you get, as you apply yourself to the process, you advance. As they surrender them to me, I reward them accordingly. But there are rare examples of Kripa Siddha, people who have become perfect simply by the mercy of the Lord. They have not followed the process properly, but they receive the mercy of the Lord. We should not envy these people. We should be happy for them. In fact, we should be happy because we will benefit. If there is even one pure devotee on the planet, we will all benefit, isn't it? What is it? What are the qualities of an Uttamadhikari? Shastra Yukti Sudipuno Drida Shraddha Yanra. Uttamadhikari say Taraye Sangsara. The Uttamadhikari is expert in logic and has deep faith. Such a person can deliver the entire world. If only one person can become an Uttamadhikari, they can deliver the entire world. Therefore, as individuals, we all have to try our best to become that one person. We're still waiting. Who is it? Prabhupada, look what Prabhupada could do. He could turn people who had no idea of Krishna into mad people. They were mad for Krishna. They were going on the streets all day. Some of them were going on the streets for 18 hours. They're just distributing Prabhupada's literature and chanting Hare Krishna. This is the power of the Uttamadhikari. Now, how does one attain this platform? It is through the process, the Shravanadi, primarily through Nam Sankirtan, with Rupa Nuga Vaishnavas. Srila Rupa Goswami has made this very clear that we're not dry scholars. In fact, if we try to understand the truth through scholarship alone, then we will be doomed to failure. In the Bhakti Rasamrita, he says, Svalpapi ruchirivasyad bhakti tatva babodikaha yuktistu kevala naiva yadasya apratishtata. If one has a little ruchi, then one can understand bhakti tatva. But if one applies yukti or logic alone, then one will be unsuccessful because it has no foundation. Now, for this movement, it is not a movement about scholars. It is not a movement about wealthy people controlling the movement. The movement is actually about who has the ruchi, who has the taste within their heart. Such people will be manifest in the course of time. Such people will manifest, and they will be able to identify these people by their qualities. Generally, religions they are hijacked. You get the priestly class who like all the rules and regulations. They have all the mantras and tantras and things, and they want to control. They want to say, you cannot do puja because you don't know this, you don't know that, you don't know this. There's a controlling mentality is there within everyone. So if one is expert in all the mantras and tantras, one will try and control like that and try and say that you cannot worship the deity, you have to know this, this and this. But that is not the case. And the wealthy people, they will try and control the movement. They will say, well, I have the money, I'm providing for all the temples, therefore I make the rules. This is also not the case. And then the scholars, maybe they go to university and they get degrees in Sanskrit and things like that. That could be used in Krishna service, undoubtedly. But that in itself is not a qualification to lead this movement. The leaders of the movement, they must have ruchi. Why? Svalpapi ruchi rivasyad bhakti tattva vabodhikaha. Because by having this ruchi, one will understand bhakti tattva. And that's all we care about. Who understands the truth? And if you meet someone who understands this truth, then what should you do? You surrender to that person. Acharyavan Purushoveda, the Chandogya Upanishad says, unless one is following an acharya, one does not have knowledge. Therefore, that is all we're trying to do. Mahajano Yena Gatasapanta, we're simply trying to follow in the footsteps of the Mahajans. We're not making up our own philosophy, we're simply following in the footsteps of the Mahajans, like that. So that was a little short class. There's 10 minutes left. Does anyone have any comments or questions?